You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Chippewa Falls and Aspirus health officials gathered on Chippewa Crossing Boulevard for a groundbreaking ceremony for a new hospital on Thursday morning. The first phase of construction on the new Aspirus Health Hospital is currently scheduled to wrap up in September of 2026, providing much-needed healthcare access for area residents. The fully completed facility will be 35,000 square feet with an emergency department, inpatient beds, and an on-site clinic. Local officials are also hoping the new hospital will spur economic growth in the area. The City of Prescott is inviting area residents to a public hearing as they consider the adoption of proposed amendments to the official zoning map. According to a press release, the hearing will be held in the City Council chambers on September 2nd at 6 p.m. Residents interested in providing their feedback on the proposed amendments can speak at the meeting or submit a written testimony to the city beforehand. Residents can also access the new proposed zoning map on the City of Prescott website or go to City Hall and view it in person. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is warning of an overnight closure on southbound Highway 53 tonight. According to DOT officials, southbound Highway 53 will be closed from 8 p.m. tonight to 6 a.m. on Saturday at Highway I near Chetek and Highway M near New Auburn. Traffic in the area will be detoured through Highway I, Highway SS, and Highway M. The closure is necessary for bridge rehabilitation work as part of a two-year project that began in May and will see eight bridges either replaced or rehabilitated between Cameron and New Auburn. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced it is now accepting pre-applications for the 2026 Surface Water Grants Program. The grant program aims to help local municipalities, nonprofits, and other organizations support water protection and restoration efforts. A total of $6 million in grant funding is available through the program for things like educational programs, data collection and ecological assessments, and habitat restoration projects. Pre-applications must be submitted by September 15th for consideration in November. The Wisconsin State Patrol is increasing their focus on preventing impaired driving ahead of Labor Day weekend. The annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign officially started today and will run through September 1st. The State Patrol will be assigning more patrol vehicles and troopers to seek out impaired drivers on the roads around the holiday and are warning residents in advance so they can plan ahead. Residents should have a sober designated driver if they plan to consume alcohol and should be prepared to use public transportation options if needed. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging families to get their children up to date on vaccinations ahead of the school year. According to data from the previous school year, only about 86% of students in the state met the minimum vaccination requirements. The agency also recently reported the first confirmed measles cases of the year as kids are set to return to the classroom over the coming weeks. Health officials are urging families to get the MMR vaccine for their children to prevent further spread of the highly contagious virus. A Chippewa Falls nonprofit is asking area residents to participate in a clothing drive to help support their efforts to build tiny homes. Hope Village will have a donation box for old or unwanted clothes available from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. each day through next Thursday. The organization plans to resell the donated clothing to savers and put the money towards building more tiny homes for people in need of temporary housing in the area. Organization officials say they've raised as much as $3,000 through the clothing drive in previous years. A Cumberland man accused of yelling profanities while holding a shotgun outside a BP gas station last year has been sentenced in Barron County Circuit Court. According to court documents, the Turtle Lake Police Department and Barron County Sheriff's Office responded to the incident involving 41-year-old Brady Rash last September. The officers ordered Rash to drop the weapon when they arrived on the scene, prompting him to briefly retreat into a nearby residence before surrendering. He was sentenced to probation with a stayed 6-month jail sentence. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is again reminding ATV and UTV riders to drive safely and wear a helmet ahead of Labor Day weekend. According to DNR data, there have been 25 fatal ATV and UTV crashes so far this year, with a major contributing factor in those fatalities being the riders not wearing a helmet or using a seatbelt. There were a total of 40 fatal ATV and UTV crashes last year, of which 85% of the victims were not wearing a helmet. Residents should also remain sober if they plan to use ATVs and UTVs. Governor Tony Evers has officially requested assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency following severe storms and flooding in the southeast Wisconsin region. The request was made after Wisconsin Emergency Management surveyed the extent of the damage on the ground and determined that the state will meet the threshold needed to receive federal assistance. In a press release, Governor Evers said it is critical that Wisconsin receive every available federal resource to ensure it can adequately respond and help those communities rebuild. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Jordan Love back at camp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers joint practice sessions with the Colts here in Indiana. Quarterback Jordan Love rejoined the team after having surgery on his left hand in Los Angeles Tuesday.
Had a thumb injury, torn ligament in my thumb. We did a surgery to repair it. It's a UCL injury. So, yeah, just had a surgery and, on the road to recovery.
Love with a cast that covers his left arm. The Badgers training camp continues in Madison. Have they improved their D-line? Defensive coordinator Mike Tressel.
You know, I feel really good about the front four in terms of depth. I think we can really keep them fresh, which is critical. I mean, it's great to be bigger and stronger and longer and all that stuff, but if you're tired up there, you know, fatigue makes cowards of us all, right? So I'm really excited that we're going to be able to keep them fresh there.
Baseball, the Brewers in Cincinnati tonight to take on the Reds at Great American Ballpark. Milwaukee hoping to tie a franchise record of 13 wins in a row. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I want to date you. Those are the words of Travis Kelce, but he wasn't talking to me. He says that is how he courted girlfriend Taylor Swift. Swift and Kelce discussed their courtship and all its simplicity on her recent appearance on the Kelce Brothers New Heights podcast. Sure, Kelce might have sounded like a Neanderthal, but on their first date, Swift asked what it was like for Kelce lining up and seeing his brother on the other side of the ball in the Super Bowl. Both Kelce's played offense. Sinead O'Connor will be the subject of a new biopic, according to Variety. Nothing Compares to You, named after one of O'Connor's biggest hits, will focus on the younger years and career of the singer-songwriter who at times could be controversial. In 1992, O'Connor famously ripped up a picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live after a performance and said, "Fight the real enemy." O'Connor died in 2023 at the age of 56 of natural causes influenced by obstructive pulmonary disease. How heartbreaking can show business be? Believe it or not, no one knows more than Matt Damon. Despite his crazy success, Damon said in a recent interview that he and acting partner in crime Ben Affleck both were up for roles in Dead Poets Society in the mid-80s. Damon said he and Affleck both got called back for big roles. Not only did neither one of them land a role in the film, Damon said their summer job was at their local cinema, which Dead Poets Society played at all summer. More Matt Damon near-miss news. The Good Will Hunting star says director James Cameron offered him the lead in Avatar and 10% of the profits. Damon said at the time he was shooting The Bourne Ultimatum and knew he would be needed for post-production, so he turned Cameron down, along with probably what amounted to a few hundred million. In a business where getting a break or a little bit of luck is everything, Damon has still managed to eke out a living despite the big whiffs. God does not hate Matt Damon. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms and the potential for some locally heavy rain later today, tonight through tomorrow into tomorrow night. Our high today, 88. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms with a low of 69. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms with a high back in the 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
That's your WCFW and the Tap Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.